Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Monday motivation, guys. You know the drill, new week, new goals, and new perspective. So today's show, actually, we're going to be talking about why wait, the time is now. And so today's show, guys, we're going to discuss heavily on why wait until the new year when you can start your goals, changing your mindset now? Why continue with the procrastination? So with that being said, I wanted to touch on a few tips this morning because, guys, you know who you are. You fall into that swing of, I'm going to start on the new year. And everything starts on the new year. You're going to lose weight for the new year. You're going to start your business on the new year. You're going to update your resume on the new year. You're going to find love in the new year. You're going to do everything possible. You're going to change how you run your life for the new year. But if you plan to do it for the new year is now. So what you should be doing is prepping and already have some goals that you want to achieve already lined up for 2017. So if you don't have any goals or a vision as of yet for 2017, you are definitely behind the eight ball. So how can you do that? First, you need to write down some goals and some visions. If you already have your goals in place, you need to act on them immediately. There is no need to wait until the new year to start your goals. This is the new year. You're probably already behind anyways. What happens, we get a high adrenaline rush about starting everything on the new year, and then when the new year comes, everybody knows how it works. You go and start something for 30 days, and somewhere around the 1st of February, things kind of go back to your norm because a new year doesn't change your mindset. So just remember that a new year does not change your mindset. So you have to start with changing your mindset and developing new habits. And that's how you will be able to not use the term New Year's resolutions. I change my mindset. I am developing new habits, and I am changing my mindset of who I am. So you have to recite that to yourself until you believe it. Otherwise, you're going to fall into the new year, new you syndrome, along with a lot of other folks, that it's hard for us to stick without goals. So if you plan to lose weight, you guys know how that works. You know, the first of the year, the gym is, like, packed. So probably now is a great time if you want to lose weight. Set a goal, how many pounds or inches or whatever it is that you want to lose. Set a time frame so you can give yourself, again, something to look forward to. And then start today. Why start at the gym for the first of the year? Give yourself a reason and excuse to eat all the wrong food and not take care of yourself for the rest of the year. So that's basically what we're doing. So when you push everything into the new year, you're actually putting a lot of pressure on yourself. So when the new year comes, you have all these things that you're supposed to be starting for the new year, and 9 times out of 10, somewhere you're going to fail, or somewhere we're not going to stick to something. So what I challenge you guys to do today is start your new you today, not your new year resolution. Start your new you today. Otherwise, you will not, more than likely, you will not stick with anything that you have on that list that you are supposed to start January 1st. And by the way, if you plan on starting in January 1st, I mean, I don't see what is the difference in you starting it right now. So I know a lot of you kind of like got a thing that you're trying to get in order for the new year, and you're kind of using that too as an excuse. And guys, you know, we don't do excuses. We had an entire segment about 2 months ago on why we make excuses. So if it's something that you really want to do, you will make it happen. And if it's something that you really don't want to do, you will make an excuse. So right now, I'm talking to you. If you are making an excuse not to change your habit right now today and develop a new mindset so you can increase professionally and personally, then basically you're making an excuse. So let's do a few tips to get you started. Firstly, again, if you already have a list together to achieve your vision and your goals, go ahead and say, I'm going to start today, because you have to recite that to yourself until you actually believe it. So go ahead and say that you're going to start today. And if you want to lose weight, if you're looking for a new job, if you want to start a new business, even if you want to even attend some workshops and seminars, you want to go back to school, whatever it is, write that down right now and start today. Why wait? If you are looking for a new job, start today and update your resume. If you are, you don't have help in, or you don't know how, rather, to update your resume, reach out to, there's a lot of resume writers. You can actually too also reach out to my business, TAC Personnel. We actually update resumes and revise resumes, and we actually write resumes as well from scratch. So there are no excuses if you want to get that new job. You want to update that resume today, because I know some of you haven't had an updated resume in like 10 years, which is fine, because you've been meaning that you've been stuck in that position that you're in for 10 years. As long as you're not going to work every day complaining about being in that position for 10 years, then you are good. If you absolutely hate your job, you absolutely hate what you do, and you actually sit in the parking lot and pray before you go into work, then it's time for a change. And to initiate a change, you have to put all the right components in place to be able to do so. So, again, if you need assistance with your resume, you can always Google resume advice, career advice, and, again, you can always reach out to tacpersonnel.com. Is a way to reach out to us as well. We definitely offer resume services if you're really serious. So if you made that statement to yourself that you're going to get a new job for the new year, you need to start today. If you have made that statement to yourself that you are going to lose weight for the new year, like most of us do, then go sign up for that membership today. There are a lot of things that you can do online that are cost-effective where you don't have to pay those large membership fees for the gym. But more importantly, it's about changing your mindset. So if you're hanging around friends that are not motivating or inspiring to you, and you say for the new year you're going to change your circle, well, why wait till the new year? Start changing your circle today. It starts to process of weaning those individuals out of your life that do not motivate or inspire you. If you plan to be a millionaire, then you need to hang around millionaires. If you plan to make six figures this year, then you need to hang around folks that are making six figures. So, again, be sure to start your new you today. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind. Have a great rest of the week on purpose.